Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, October 31st. Our new Capitol coverage reporter Scott Franz says that the race for the governor's chair in Colorado, already the most expensive ever, has seen the candidates pony up even more money.
The reports show Democrat Jared Polis is outspending his Republican opponent, Walker Stapleton, by a whopping $19 million. Polis gave his campaign another $1 million in the latest two-week fundraising period. That includes a $500,000 contribution Polis made October 19th, after some ballots had already landed in mailboxes. Polis has now personally contributed $22.8 million to his campaign. Stapleton raised just over $500,000 in the last two-week fundraising period. Overall, he has contributed about $800,000 of his own money to his campaign. I'm Scott Franz.
The past summer was one of the worst wildfire seasons in state history. That's prompted some in the field of wildland fire mitigation to shift their focus towards psychology and sociology. In our ongoing series, Western Slope Resources Reporting, KBUT's Christopher Biddle has the story.
The 2018 wildfire season is already considered one of the worst in Colorado's history. Meanwhile, the wildland-urban interface, those semi-residential, semi-rural areas where private property often butts up against wildfire-prone landscapes, is the fastest-growing land use type in the country. That means more fires are affecting more people.
An increase in wildland fire activity, more homes in the way, and a changing climate that seems to be trending towards hotter, drier, longer fire season.
That's Eric Lovegren, a wildfire mitigation coordinator for Eagle County, Colorado, and one of the organizers of the 2018 Colorado Wildland Fire Conference held in Mount Crested Butte in September. Beside booths from various state and federal agencies, wildfire mitigation nonprofits, and private companies showing off their latest firefighting tools, Lovegren tells me that he and other organizers have shifted this conference away from some of the more technical aspects of wildland fire mitigation to focusing in on the people affected by wildfire.
And we didn't want another conference where we all talked about how we suppress wildfires or how we build defensible space, but how do we convince people that all of this is necessary and what is at the heart of this problem? Because it seems like it's cut and dry, but it's as complex as anything I've ever worked on.
So we work to ensure the exchange of wildfire knowledge and science between researchers, communities, and managers.
That's Gloria Edwards, program coordinator for Southern Rockies Fire Science Network and another one of the conference's organizers.
We often see wildfire as a landscape problem, a natural resource problem, or just some big monster that shows up every once in a while and is a result of all kinds of bad management decisions or irresponsibilities or a variety of variables. And when you really look at how wildfire is managed or how it's responded to, it's really a social issue.
With a theme titled People, Places, and Perceptions, Wildfire and the Human Condition, this year's conference offered seminars on communication and team building.
So I have the magic wand with me, and my challenge to you is, I wave the magic wand, when you go back to work on Monday, what's different? What happened? What magic did we do here that when you go back, it's different?
That's George Baker, a former firefighter turned executive coach who really is walking around the room with a big plastic cartoony looking magician's wand in this clip. Baker was one of the keynote speakers at the Wildland Fire Conference this year, and I sat in on a breakout session he led.
You know, in wildland fire management, leadership's really important because with leaders, you develop followers. And today we talked about really communicating to our constituents, people in the communities, the elected officials, to really find out what they want, because we need to do it together.
While Baker's brand of high-energy team building focused on the managers themselves, other speakers and classes spoke to interactions with the larger public. Again, here's Eric Lovegren.
Yesterday's keynotes, same thing. We had Dr. Patty Champ, who is an economist at Colorado State, kind of bring together the full ramifications of the behavioral economics of wildfire. And then we looked at Dr. Paul Hesburgh's era of megafires, where we talk about fires over 100,000 acres and the prevalence of them in the last few decades and what do we do with megafires.
By that definition, the Spring Creek Fire, which burned more than 108,000 acres earlier this summer, would be considered a megafire. It's the third largest fire in state history in terms of acreage, behind the 2013 West Fork Fire Complex, which is when several smaller fires merge into one, and the 2002 Hayman Fire. All in all, 2018 had five of Colorado's largest wildfires in history, and it's not done yet. At the time this story was produced in early October, there were still five active wildfires burning across the state, where the wildfire season used to end in September. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Christopher Biddle.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KBUT, KSJD, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.
And in another spot about campaign spending in the upcoming midterm election, Scott Franz reports that the races for Congress are also generating a lot of money.
Democrat Jason Crow has raised more than Republican Mike Kaufman in the campaign for the 6th Congressional District on the Front Range. Campaign finance reports show Crow raised $5.1 million through October 15th, while Kaufman raised $3.5 million. The fundraising race on the Western Slope is more competitive. In the sprawling 3rd Congressional District, Democrat Diane Mitchbush has raised $1.6 million, while incumbent Republican Scott Tipton has raised $1.5 million. I'm Scott Franz.
And finally today, production of solar energy in the Grand Valley is about to get a big boost. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, two solar power companies are partnering to install 6 solar sites in communities on the Western Slope. The solar sites are located or planned in areas from Parachute to Grand Junction. Pivot Energy, out of Denver, will develop and construct the sites with financing from Standard Solar of Rockville, Maryland. The projects will add a combined 10.3 megawatts of power. Solar arrays are planned south of Palisade, near 32 and C Roads, and near the Persico Wastewater Treatment Plant. Another is planned west of Silt. The projects represent a partnership with Xcel Energy's Solar Rewards Community Program that offers dozens of community subscribers offsets on their electric bills. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, October 31st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.